That was a 16-year-old Glenn Gould, a recording of a performance. Brian, was that at his high school?
It was for a high school production, yes.
Yeah, of Twelfth Night. Incredible, incredible introduction. Clearly as articulate as we would expect from Glenn Gould. The playing, the music?
Absolutely extraordinary. And, of course, that was a recording he made in his own home, just creating a kind of a rehearsal disc.
Oh, my goodness. So from this, you know, high school life in Toronto, how did he get launched onto the world stage as a pianist?
Well, by the time he was in his late teens, he did one competition, the first ever Kiwanis, which, of course, he won. And then he turned to his mother and said, I'm never doing another one of these. He hated competition. And he was discovered and began getting booked on the CBC for national broadcasts and with Canadian orchestras. The Toronto Symphony, I think, first presented him in 1947 or 48. And he was proclaimed a prodigy and was booked to make his Canadian debut. He picked up Walter Homburger as his manager. And on January 5th, I believe, of 1955, he performed at the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C. And then a week later at Town Hall in New York, a Sunday matinee, and there were agents from Columbia Records, later CBS, now Sony Music, and they found him, tracked him down the next day, and signed him to a contract, which resulted in a lifetime recording relationship. Of course, his legendary recording of the Goldberg Variations was the first. And suddenly, he was a sensation and began getting booked and touring around the world. And, of course, he was a consummate original. So in addition to performing rarely heard Bach, like the Goldberg Variations, which was not very often performed at that time, he was doing music of the 20th century, Berg, Schenck, Schoenberg, and also music from before Bach, which almost no one was playing, and certainly not on the piano, like the music of Jan Peterszoon Sweelinck.
Well, yeah, Sweelinck is a name that really, even today, only early music nerds like me are familiar with. I'm so amazed to learn about Glenn Gould playing Sweelinck. What do you think drew him to these outlying pieces?
He loved that music, actually. And in fact, when asked who his favorite composer was, the answer he gave was not Bach and not Schoenberg. It was Orlando Gibbons. So he loved the polyphonic complexity and richness, the elaborateness and the variation forms that were common in the late Renaissance, just on the cusp of the Baroque. And his performances, I mean, he found the greatness in that music and really, really brought it to life.
Well, let's hear some. This is Glenn Gould playing the music of Sweelinck.